Great to have you here. It's what day today? Sunday, yes, but it's also Father's Day. We have a little clip in case you forgot about your dad. And for those dads who are here tonight, but while we're waiting, is there any fathers here this evening? There we go. If there are fathers here today, will you maybe stand for us? All the fathers in the house. Please stand. Let's just give them a hand. On behalf of your children, thank you. It's great to have the fathers here. If you haven't yet phoned your dad, please do so before he goes to bed. Not now, but as soon as you finish. Thank you so much. It's great. You know what's so awesome about Father's Day and the concept of fathers, that ultimately God reveals Himself to us as our Father. And what a privilege it is to know God, the awesome Creator, Sustainer of the universe, that reveals Himself to us in such an intimate way that we may understand how much He loves us and cares for us. That He wants us to relate to Him as children do to a father and know that He's there to care for us and provide for us. And it's with that awesome privilege that we are here this evening in His name to hear Him and to worship Him. So let us just pray before we continue. Father, we want to thank You for the privilege we have to call You our Father. God, we thank You that we can be here, know that You say through Your word that where two or three are gathered, You are here with us. And God, we want to welcome You here. God, we want to bless You. We want to worship You, God. We want to give You honor and praise, God. We want to ask, God, that You will come and create in us an expectation to know more of You. And as we are here today, Holy Spirit, I pray that You will speak to us through Your word, that You will come and make Yourself real to us in Jesus' name. Amen. Great. This evening, I would like to share of something that is very dear to my heart, something that I love very much, one of the most significant aspects of my relationship with God, and the one thing that the Holy Spirit has used the most to change and direct my life. The stability in my life in an ever-changing world where the moral goalposts constantly change. In this life that we live in, the moral goalposts are constantly changing. And not just outside of the church, but even inside of the church, we see that even doctrines keeps on changing. And there's one thing that always gives me stability in the midst of this fog of uncertainty, of the confusion of different opinions. And in my most desperate moments of calling out to God for help or direction, there is one thing that I can trust that God will use to direct my life, that He will speak through, where He will speak directly or confirm what He's already been speaking through His Holy Spirit, where the still small voice speaks to me and there is something that confirms what He is saying. And that thing, ironically, is called the Word of God. And we all have access to it. This Bible contains life. It does not just contain direction, but it contains the nature and the character of God, the revelation of who God is, and within it is life. Within it is abundance. You know, in Jeremiah, we read, those who live by it will be like a tree planted by waters, which spread forth its roots by the river, and will not fear when the heat comes, but its leaf will be green, and it will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will it cease from yielding its fruit. What an amazing promise, the Word of God and the influence it has in us, the capacity it has to change us. You know what? In the charismatic world today, it is so sad to see how people have substituted hearing the voice of God with circumstances, feelings, and experiences. It's like we've lost the appetite to wait upon God, to seek His face, to hear His voice speaking to us. And we substituted with circumstances and feelings. You know, when I was in London, it was so interesting. So many people came over to London believing that they heard from God. And when they got to London, circumstances started to change. And circumstances were against them. And all of a sudden, they were confused by whether they should be here or not be here. And the first thing I always used to ask people when they come to me for counseling is, what did God tell you. And then it's so interesting to hear, but God didn't really say anything. It's you know, circumstances, doors opened for me, and I had peace, and I came over. And all of a sudden, when circumstances and peace change, then we start to doubt our ability to hear God. And we start to doubt God Himself. Because so many times, we have lost our appetite to really hear God speak in our lives. And we'll rather allow circumstances to dictate or to replace hearing the voice of God. And this evening, I don't want to speak about hearing the voice of God. I want to speak to something related to that, and that is the Word of God. Because we need to be rooted into the Word. We need to be abiding into the Word. We need to have a full understanding of the Word so that we are able to discern the feelings, the circumstances, and the experience. And I'm not saying that God does not use circumstances, feelings, and experience to speak to us. But if we're not rooted in the Word of God, it will be impossible for us to discern when it is God and when it is not. Because the devil has a field day with Christians all over the world because we are no longer rooted in the Word. We have lost our love for it. We no longer seek it and desire it. So we have a